Happy Mother's Day.
What up? What up? Thank you for tuning in for another one of these here podcastums.
Heck yeah. We appreciate you.
Sip yours first.
Me?
Okay. Yeah, what do you got? Here we go.
It is a wonderful red blend. It's just nice, especially when it's hot out.
Good stuff.
I don't want anything like real thick, like velvety on the tongue.
Yeah, I can go for a good rosé when it's this hot.
Rosé all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're on a different level
today. Shiraz. Pinot.
So,
Noir.
Josh has been going to, if you can't tell, wineries, vineyards with me. And we went to one Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, he's like holding it up like and dude, swirling it around.
Full wine tasting mode. Felt like I was a sommelier. Knew jack crap of what was going on.
I'm like, yeah, I can taste the notes of the cherry and the dark chocolate in this.
The residual tannins on my tongue.
Look at the legs.
Oh, the legs. Do the tilt. Gotta do the tilt. Look at the legs as it drips back down.
I can't. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you for tuning in to this.
Good old sniff, right?
Can you do that again? How does the sniff go? That big old nose. Right. Love it.
It's good for something. Gets in the way most of the time. Heyo.
Oh.
All right.
Starting off with a good note here. No, I appreciate everyone that's tuned in thus far. 2 minutes into this and we're already acting a little wild up in here.
That's how we do. We're trying to bang this out. It's going to be a quickie. It's going to be a very short podcast. We're just going to get to the point.
Be a little professional here. Never.
That's overrated.
It truly
is. No one tunes into a podcast to be professional. I think we get enough of that on our corporate jobs and day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Where we want real mofos. Where are they at?
Well, I really appreciate everyone that like is who they say they are.
Ooh,
like,
authenticity goes a long way.
Like I can see through your BS sometimes.
Can't BS or all a BSer. Times.
Great line. Write that down, everyone.
No, that's from
I know, that's why I'm saying write it down, everyone. No, but I can like see through people's BS and I don't appreciate it sometimes, especially in like the corporate world. We get so wrapped up in like the lingo and like making sure you're like on point with every single meeting and stuff like that. And sometimes I catch myself and I call it corporate Krista and I was like, and I walk away from my computer. I'm like, I am not that way at all.
No.
In real life.
Got to be able to have that light switch, right? Turn it on, turn it off.
Yeah, you know, I feel like that's, we've talked about different masks and stuff like that, that you wear. And like, yes, I agree. But sometimes I don't want to like pretend to be something that I'm not.
Ooh, good example. I had to do a meeting one time with a bunch of the VPs and CEOs and stuff like that and directors.
Oh, we can talk about that.
And, you know, everyone was making a big deal about this because it was a small presentation that you had to do for your department. And you had to elaborate on your growth and you had to touch on your forecast numbers and yada, 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 all that kind of stuff, right? And everyone was making a big deal about it, going over their notes, you know, slideshow, the project, all that stuff. And they're like, Josh, how much time have you worked on yours? I'm like, I don't know. I really haven't thought about it. Here's my numbers. Here's my facts. And so it was funny because I don't know. I don't know if it's a problem with authority or what, but like, I just see everybody as a person.
Everyone puts on their pants the same way.
Everyone wipes their butt. Right. Yeah. And
everybody poops.
Yeah. And I just see people. Yes. You have to have respect. You have to, you know, it's your boss or whatever, right?
You have to answer
to them. But at the end of the day, in my Christian eye, everybody is a human and we should all be treated with respect, but also there's no levels in real life, right? Like we're all going to the same place eventually.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, right. Yeah. And so all that status and materialistic things and all that stuff, it doesn't matter. I'm not wowed by it. I'm not wooed. I'm not impressed by if you got your Gucci on and your Rolly and you're pulling up in your Bentley. We've talked about this 1,000 times. But anyway, back to this meeting, I freaking slay it. I go up there and I'm just me. And I'm, you know.
Well, I feel like, Josh, you are super confident in who you are. I just want to like.
Yeah, big dum-dum.
big dum dum. I want gum. No, but you really are. Like, there's something about you. You're just confident in who you are.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it so many times, but like, you don't care if you say no to certain things, and like, you don't people please. Like, you are just who you are. And that is the most freeing thing that anyone can be in their whole entire life.
Yeah. And like, I think it's because I'm a short statured man. No, honestly, where you have to have confidence in who you are.
Okay.
Because let's be honest, in society, right, as a male figure, if you're not 6 foot plus and have kind of a stature and authority, you know, you kind of aren't really looked at in that kind of light.
Yeah.
So I have to come with a different type of angle, and that's my personality, and that's my confidence.
And humor.
Okay.
You got that too.
Yeah. But, you know, back to that meeting.
Hi, buddy.
You know, she's saying hi to the dog.
Yeah.
But back to that meeting, you know, I didn't sweat it. I just went up there and I looked at everyone at the conference table as an equal. Mm-hmm. And I just spoke from the heart and the truth and, you know, how I personally felt about everything and went through it. And I was confident in what I did and my progression and all that. And the one VP pulls me aside and he goes, yo, for a new manager, you did pretty dang well. He's like, you spoke very proudly, confidently, and thoroughly. And
I think the podcast also helps with that too.
True. Yeah.
Like, we do public speaking 24/7. So these like meetings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
A joke.
No, but like, I had the same experience as well. Is I was out at a happy hour when I was traveling for work.
Yeah.
And this person was like, hey, let me buy you a drink. And I'm like, yeah, sure. No problem.
Excuse me. Slap.
Because they're like, oh, you're working in XYZ and oh, you're the new person on the team. And I'm like, yeah, I hear really good things about you. Let me buy you a drink. Like, okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I also have a sales background, so I know how to like sway people to like me. Mm. But I didn't know who the person was at all. Yep. And we're just talking shop and like, I'm hearing him out on certain things and like all this kind of stuff. And same with the person next to me as well. Like, I was talking to the president and the VP, like, I was like, oh yeah, like these guys are cool, like whatever. And then like, we're walking back to the hotel. Do you know who you were just talking to? And I was like, nope, not at all. Oh my gosh. Well, you were talking to blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, why does it matter? Like, I'm going to hear them out and like be myself. And like, I'm not trying to hide certain things. Like, I have definitely cleaned up my language, if you haven't noticed that in the podcast. So trying to be a little bit better for this new year. But like, it shouldn't matter when it comes to those certain things. And if you have like the confidence and charisma as well, you can really like,
no. And I think a lot of people hold themselves back. Like, they get in their own head about it, 'cause they get starstruck, or they put that, like, they put it up on a pedestal, and then they get the, you know, everyone's sweaty palms equal. And the weak knees and, you know, all that kind
palms
of
heavy
mom's spaghetti. But, you know,
I mean, I am part rapper with this mic on here.
Word.
I know.
I mean, the ones and twos.
Yeah.
Need more snare. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. We're done.
But, you know, I think people get in their own head with it, because they like, you know, create this whole mountain in front of them, and they're like, and it's just like, bro, go into it being confident in yourself.
Yeah.
You know your stuff, right? Do your homework. And, but if you've put the work in, dude, game day, you just have to present. It's easy.
Yeah.
You know, there's really no work when it comes to that, because you've already done it all behind the curtain, you know, in the trenches. It's just coming and presenting who you are.
And I
or
think,
what you've done.
Yeah. And I think too, like, just knowing what you bring to the table as well.
Yep.
Like, I have been very frank with people on like my new team. Like, I don't know that. Can you teach me? Like, just being upfront.
A little
of,
humble.
Like, oh, I'm a serve myself some humble pie.
Ooh.
Because I do not know everything.
Some if humble I, in his nation.
If I knew everything, I would be running the company. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the people running the company don't even know everything. That's why they have people below them.
Exactly.
Duh.
So you don't have to know everything to be successful, to do all of these different things, to talk to all of these people. No. Expand your network to just open your mind and like have a new lens on like literally everything. Mm-hmm. Because you're just going to hold yourself back. And you're going to limit everything that you do going forward in your fitness, if you want to bring it into a fitness world, duh. But like, you're going to hold yourself back in your fitness, your relationships, your work, literally every type of interaction you have. You're just going to be that like, oh, I'm just going to like not talk because they're so important and I'm not. Yep. No, you're important.
Yep.
Know what you bring to the table and boss up.
Yeah, but flip side that too. Okay. If you are the chief dog, you are top dog, whatever you want to call it, right? Make sure that even the person that takes out the trash feels important.
Yes.
Like, you know, my GM used to walk around and he would say hello to even the custodians, the janitors. He would even say hello to the lot porters. He would even say hello to, you know, the what most people would, you know, seemingly think is not an important job.
Yeah.
But he would make them feel just as important. The guy that scrapped the metal in the back, you know, that did the junkyard runs, that kind of stuff. And I feel like if you are that person with authority, the top person, you know, you also need to show that same respect.
Yeah.
Because you can't just sit up on your throne and just have all your minions do everything and never acknowledge them.
It sounds like my job sometimes.
Right.
Where I just kind of sit back and everyone else does all of the work and then I get the credit for it. But I'm like, no, I did not do this. Everyone else did this. Right. No, but you executed this project. Yes, but I couldn't have done it without these people.
But you acknowledge them. And that's the important part.
All of the time.
And that's the important part, because the people that hold the glory for themselves, that's wrong. It's, you know, and I often think of like, you know, coaches or captains of a team or something like that, if they don't acknowledge that it was a team effort and it's, yes, I'm the captain. Yes. I'm the one that's, you know, in this status. And I guess I'm going to be the one to represent my team.
But,
and so, but I couldn't have done it without them.
Yeah.
You know,
but some people don't live that way.
No, they want the glory.
Yeah. And they think me. I was just having a conversation with one of our friend's sisters and basically was like, this person like wanted it all for themselves and they had an ego. And we talked about ego, edging God out, but like they wanted all of the glory to them. And I'm like, isn't the glory supposed to go to God? But like, you can also spread the wealth with like growth for a new person who is coming into your company. It makes no sense to me. But on that token, I just vibrated the whole table with my elbow. Because
it's a strong elbow.
I talk with my hands. You on Friday or Saturday?
Saturday. It's a day that ends in Y. Go ahead.
Day that ends in Y. We got grocery pickup. And the person was like, you know, she was out there. It was really hot, obviously.
You're talking about the fact that I got out of my lazy butt.
He got out of the car and loaded all the groceries for her.
So how I looked at this whole thing is, all right, I'm already being, you know, first world problems. I'm ordering my groceries, not going grocery shopping, but doing the pickup.
Yeah.
The least I can do is get off of my lazy butt and help load the car full of the groceries.
Yeah.
Because that poor woman already went grocery shopping for me.
Yeah.
You know, now the real elitist, right? They would just sit in their car and be like, peasant, excuse me.
Excuse me.
In the back.
I did that all of the times when we lived here before. So you're calling me an elitist?
Hey, whatever. But, you know.
I did.
Let me push my button for my automatic tailgate. Let me know when you're done, please. Make it quick. The air conditioning isn't free. Gas is $5.29 a gallon. But, you know, I was like, hey, this process will go a lot quicker. Let me just slam these freaking groceries in the back seat.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Have
good
a great day. Good day, mate.
Good day.
Good day.
Cheerio. Well done, chat. But, you know, yes, I'm not above.
Oh, man.
And even in my current role.
Yeah.
If there's trash that needs to be taken out, if there's empty boxes, if there's, you know, labels on the floor or something like that, I'm not above stooping down, picking up the trash, putting it in the trash can, or doing what needs to be done when they do have a person for that, right?
Yep.
Can you stop being distracted? ADD woman?
It's ADHD.
Whatever. Whatever you want to go by.
Oh, man.
Huh?
What's so that? So you won't look down on picking up trash and all that kind of stuff?
No.
Okay.
No. If I can pick up dog doo-doo, I can pick up, yeah, you know, a label on the ground.
I mean, you do both.
You know, also?
What?
Taking pride in where you work and what you do. Because even when you walk into the bathroom, if there's paper towels that lazy SOBs have missed the trash can, I pick up those paper towels and put them in the trash can.
I did that today at church because literally, why are we trashing up this building?
Mm-hmm.
And I do it.
You mean the house of the Lord?
Wherever I go, not even just church. Like if there's stuff on the floor, you'll see me cleaning up.
It kind of goes along with that putting your cart back thing that we always talk about.
Yes. And then it's
taking pride.
When there's water on the sink.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's washing their hands and getting water on the ceiling?
Oh.
Like,
I don't know.
What is going on in these bathrooms? Yeah. Are you taking a bath in there?
Could be. We're doing like the Goldberg, like, thing up in the air.
Oh my gosh.
You never know. You don't know what goes on in bathrooms, public bathrooms.
I don't. But I usually like wipe the counter when I'm done with it, mm-hmm. like, because there's people who don't. And I'm like, come on now. Or it's, like rolls of toilet paper just like, I'm like, what?
It's girls the mindset of, would you appreciate coming into a disgusting mess?
Yeah.
No. So wouldn't you want to clean up after yourself and then leave it for the next person to have an enjoyable experience? Whether it's a bathroom, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a hotel room, and take that anywhere, right? Or even at the gym, like common courtesy when it comes to like gym etiquette.
Yeah.
You know, that type of stuff.
Sure I made the bed when I was in a hotel. Yeah. I was by myself.
Yeah.
Well, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with the topic, by the way, that we picked out today.
Nah, it's all right. We can save that for next week.
Are you serious?
Whatever. Unless you want to hit it real quick.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, we're good. All right, so the topic that we actually wanted to hit 17 minutes into this thing, after a bunch of nonsense chitter chatter.
But I feel like it's good because a lot of listeners need to hear some of that, honestly.
Well, it's just real life, bro. It's things you see every day. I'm sure they have those thoughts, right? We're not the only ones.
Yeah. I just say it.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm thinking it, I usually say it.
And that's my problem. I say what everyone else is thinking, and it gets me in trouble sometimes. Or Crystal will nudge me like,
can you not?
I'm like, everybody else is thinking it. I just said it.
So many times. And I'm just like, okay, we need to just shut this down.
Shut it down. Yes. So,
shut it down.
What's the actual freaking topic for today?
Sometimes in our life, we just need a new lens.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to a new life.
Ooh.
So we always think like our life is terrible and we have all of these different things going on. And we say like, oh, we need a new life. And really, we just need a new lens when it comes to it.
And
so when I talk about like new lens, pretty much just like a new perspective when it comes to everything. So like, I know that life has hands, okay? It definitely does.
Are they jazz hands?
Yes, they are. Okay. But
those are not jazz.
Let's be real. I have been handed a lot of different things in my life. And I could have, and I did for a while, look at it as like, woe on me, all this kind of stuff. But if you flip the lens of your circumstances in your life, you don't need a new life. You just really need a new lens. And I think about it like photography and stuff like that. Like if your pictures are not coming out the way you expected it, those cameras have interchangeable lenses. Okay, that one's not working out. It's not as focused. It looks a little blurry. Like, it doesn't look as vivid as I would like. They change out the lens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like the lens on our life. And that lens is truly up to you and how you want it for your life.
Do you want my, example for this one?
Yeah, because so, mine's all photography, because I think, like, dumb, it's relatable. I'm like, photography lens makes sense.
Here's a here's an example.
Give it to me.
When we first moved out to Arizona our first time, we lost sight of the beautiful scenery. We would drive around and, you know, we would take the highways or the scenic route, but the mountain ranges, the landscape, the beautifulness that once we were away from it, and when we came back, we were like, wow, we took this for granted. We just went oblivious to all our surroundings and the beauty of it out here.
Yeah.
And we made a conscious decision to be like, it's not that I need a new life.
Yeah.
It's, I need a new lens because I've gotten cloudy with it. I've lost sight of all the beauty around me and it just became numb.
Yeah.
Where, you know, when you're at the eye doctor and they have that thing and they're like, is A better or is B better? A or B? And you're like, oh, you know, A or B. And you're like, I don't know. This seems like a life-changing decision right here. And I don't know. I'm going to be stuck with these glasses and I can't decide, you know. And so maybe A
what
is...
What if I pick the wrong prescription?
Right. Am I going to go cross-eyed and lose my sight? You know, but A could be the cloudy one where you're just going through numb and oblivious to everything. Mm-hmm. Where B is you open up, you open your eyes wide and you're like... Yep. You take that moment of gratitude, you stop and you take it all in and you enjoy the vivid colors or the scenery and you go, holy crap, you know, this was here the whole time. You know, I caught myself when we came back out here doing the same roads that we've always done, but going, do you remember seeing that mountain range? Do you remember seeing as many cactuses or Joshua trees or like, you know?
He said to me that like we were driving out to our new house and he's like, was that mountain always there? Yeah. And I was like, seems it, Clark.
Because, you know, it's, unless God overnight just went, you know, new mountain right
there's
now.
A new mountain.
But, you know,
yeah,
it's a new lens that we came back with where it's everything. It just has this new beauty to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I want to continually live my life, especially when it comes to maybe, you know, if you're struggling with a career or work or job or something, be grateful for where you're at. And maybe you're not where you want to be right now currently.
Yeah.
But it's not that you need a new job or a new career. It's I need to look at this job and this position in a different light.
Yeah.
In a different lens.
Yeah.
I need to flip the script in my mind of why I'm here and what can I do.
Yeah. And I hear a lot of people like about moving back here like, oh, well, it's a new surrounding, new experience. But like if you reverse your assumption on that, please. You can think of it from multiple perspectives in a different light using a different lens. Like that's all we are saying. Like, yeah, we changed our life moving back to Arizona, but we're changing our lens when it comes to things.
We like, were here. We let our lens get cloudy for those 3.5 years.
Yeah. Shame on us.
We put pause, right? Okay. Arizona tour number two.
Yeah.
You know, V2, we're here. But with a different lens and outlook on life.
Yeah. And that's totally fine too. Like, I don't want people to think like, oh, I have to just accept the job that I have. No, that's not it. Like, yeah, right now in the moment until you get a new job, fix your freaking lens. But you don't have to stay complacent when it comes to that job.
Right.
Like you can just change your lens for the time being. Maybe it'll give you clarity when it comes to your job and maybe it won't. And then, you know, it's time to move on.
Right.
Like,
or you can look at your current position in a different lens as in it's just a stepping stone and look at new opportunities to get you to that next step to progress where before you were so clouded that you couldn't see those opportunities in front of you or you didn't make those connections to make those relationships and knock on those doors that you never thought of.
Yeah.
Right?
We want to do better. We don't want to be bitter about anything.
That's right.
Okay. Stop being bitter. And I feel like when, let's talk about it. What do you think makes a cloudy lens in life then? Bitterness?
Negative thoughts, bad experiences.
The people who you surround yourself with.
Frustrations.
I think I've said this before, but Pitbull said, show me your friends, I'll show you your future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's in one of the songs that I teach.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's freaking true.
Mm-hmm.
if all of your friends are negative and like don't want to do better in life, you're going to be the same exact way.
What did we hear today? How come at happy hour, no one's ever happy? It's because happy hour is designed for people to get off of work, spend their money on drinks, and basically complain about the day.
Yeah.
And have a gossip session about the work, and misery loves company, right? And that's basically what you can find people at happy hour doing is, yeah, I'm going to go blow off some steam and just complain. And then misery loves company. And then Sally Sue, who's in the cubicle two from you, and then Jimmy John, who's three down from you.
Jimmy John's is really good.
Yo, they're super fast.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you just all hang out and complain. And
sponsor
nothing,
us, Jimmy John's.
But like, nothing ever gets, you know, spun on a positive note.
No.
Nothing ever looked at of, well, maybe we had to go through this, or maybe we had to do this because of X, Y, and Z. But
so how can we take it to a, say one of our listeners has a cloudy lens on their life and things are just not looking up.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things that we can either change that lens or put some eye drops in it to, you know, make them less cloudy?
That's a good one.
I know,
because
right?
It's different for everyone. I mean, my source is to pray on it and to find that answer through God.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like little things. So we said about friends who you surround yourself with. Mm-hmm. That can definitely clear out the clouds.
But we also talk about like personal growth and development. And we talk about changing our mindset when it comes to things and finding those inner goals and purposes and why we're here and what are we supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe taking a look at yourself and understanding that, okay, I'm not where I want to be right now. Mm-hmm. But the choices moving forward, what choices moving forward can I make to help me progress towards this internal goal that I have for myself?
Because every choice you make today is
tomorrow.
a result for tomorrow and a week and a month and a year from now.
Right.
So choose wisely. No pressure at all with that statement at all.
But also too, sometimes in life, you will go through a life-altering circumstance. Sometimes it's not always good, but the result of going through that makes everything else makes you have a different outlook on everything else.
Well, let's lay it out there.
Okay.
A lot of the listeners know, like, I lost my dad 2 years ago, and then I had a miscarriage in March last year, 2022.
Yep.
And then got the news that same year that it was unsafe for me to carry children.
Yep.
And there would be no possible way with surgery or medication or anything like that I could have kids. Okay. Anyone who would go through that in the past 2 years, I don't think they would have survived.
Or they'd still be mentally and emotionally struggling with things.
Yep. So, and let's be real. Like, I truly lost myself when it came to all of that.
Yes.
But the one thing that kept me going was I had a different lens on my life. Okay? I can't have kids. That's fine. I have to cope with this. I have to go to therapy. I have to do all these things to make sure that emotionally I am okay to show up for other people that are going through the same experience, that I can provide a source of comfort and all of that. Because sometimes like we think of our pain as like, oh my gosh, I don't want to talk about it at all. Why is this person still talking about their dad dying? Why are they still talking about this?
Like, move on already.
Move on. I have heard that shit. But losing my dad and having a health scare like that has changed my perspective on life. And until you go through it, you don't fully fathom and understand and comprehend everything that you do during a day. Like, when people complain about certain things, I go, you're alive.
Yeah.
Like, your feet are on the ground. And people are like, oh, well, yeah, okay. I'm like, no, like, you don't understand.
I
know what I mean?
No, totally. And if you want to look at it from this perspective, and I love this, it was, I forget what the odds are that you were even conceived as a child, right?
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing.
It's like very small.
Right. And then every day you wake up and put your feet on the ground and take a breath of fresh air, yep. you've already beaten the odds,
mm-hmm.
right? And we should all be giving thanks and grace to the man upstairs that allows that to happen, because yep. without him, we wouldn't, right? But some people don't see it that way, and they just wake up, and it's all of that anxiety and that fear and that depression work. Kicks right in, and they go, oh, just another day at the office, another hamster wheel, just another
day, another dollar.
Yep, oh, living the dream, working in paradise, oh, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's just like, really?
Yeah.
You are alive.
Yeah.
You know, you have the freedom to do whatever you want. You have the mindset mm-hmm. to change whatever, you know, you have the will.
Yep.
To choose different paths in life. You know, if you want to be angry at yourself for not putting yourself
exactly.
in a position where you can be in happiness and bliss mm-hmm. and gratitude all day yep. long.
Like, hands down. I fully agree with you. And
oh, that frustrates the crap out of me.
Same here. And I hope that everyone listening, I know that everyone listening feels the same way when it comes to this stuff, because we have a little time, and like, having all of that negativity in your life is going to bog you down mm-hmm. and also everyone around you. Like, I sign off all of my fitness classes of like, go and be the light mm-hmm. because I want every single person to take that euphoric feeling that they have from working out and send it out to everyone around you, your kids, your husband, your wife, like whoever is around you. I want you to pour into them, because isn't giving the most ultimate thing in the whole entire world?
Oh, absolutely. And I think there's not enough people being the light in this world and society, and we massively need a spotlight on certain things.
Yeah, because I got goosebumps.
That was really good, because
I felt my dad inside, like spiritually.
Yeah,
that was weird.
And the other thing too, to what you were saying, and what I've seen a huge stride in, and I'm just going to put this out there, to be better, not bitter.
Yeah.
Because for a long time after finding out about your, you know, circumstance and with being pregnant and everything, or childbirth, you know, you were super angry at any new mom or anyone that did like a baby announcement
baby showers, granted, okay, anyone who was pregnant,
yeah,
anyone who had kids and complained about them.
I mean, we were almost on the verge of like Krista going on baby stealing mode.
Yeah,
like
I wasn't gonna steal babies, but I was mad at the world,
right?
And I was just so bitter when it came to literally everything. I was like, man, I am not loved. Like, what is this? Like, I can't even do one simple womanly thing. What is this shit? I curse.
There it is.
Oh.
Now we got to put an E on this podcast.
I know.
Way to go. But no.
No, I don't.
With passion. I get it.
But like now I have wished Happy Mother's Day to literally all of my friends, because
you
it's
were
not
holding a 6-month old baby today.
Yeah, I love him.
Little Brody.
Love him. He's not 6 months.
He's not?
No.
Oh.
14.
14? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, like total strides when it comes to me. But if you're in a season of like a cloudy lens, or like me, who was a little bit bitter, it does come over time. It's not going to freaking happen overnight. Like, it took me a full year. I would say in January, I finally was like, okay, I'm going to be better this year. I'm not going to let this keep me down, because your body remembers the traumatic experience enough. So why are you bringing more stress and cortisol into your life? Like, you have a choice over that stuff.
Or making yourself relive it every day over and over again.
But that's okay in a sense. Not every day over and over and over again, but living it like today, I would have been a mother, but I am proud that, like, I did carry for a short amount of time, and baby JJ is up in heaven, and one day I'll meet him, and mm-hmm. that's okay.
He's going to be a handsome stud.
Well, look at us.
He's going to be short, but he's going to be handsome.
He's going to be confident, short, handsome. short kings.
That's it.
That's it.
Short kings.
That's what it is.
King Tut's. Apparently he was really short, but well, he's only 12 or something too, but
good story, bro.
Your misery becomes your ministry.
Yes.
And so, you know, what you're going through right now sometimes is that clouded lens. You have no idea what your purpose is or why you're going through it, or mm-hmm. Why has this circumstance been put onto you? You know, why are these burdens been placed on your shoulders, and you feel like you're just beaten down, and no matter what you do, there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember, all our stories have been written out already for us. We just have to figure out the best way to navigate through it. And sometimes, you know, we can't always know all the answers, so we have to source help, and however you want to yep. do that. But at the end of the day, we are meant to all go through certain purposes and reasons and circumstances for, you know.
Yep.
So that way we have a story to tell and to pass that down to help other people.
Yeah.
And it's up to you if you wanted to keep that locked up.
Yep.
And deep down inside and never speak of it again,
mm-hmm.
or help other people, love them, share yeah. your story, and be there for them. Explain how you got through it, if mm-hmm. you did, or seek solace with somebody else and yep. find help. Because there's so many people on this earth, so many people that need to be loved and just, you know, acknowledged for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But you are not the only one going through what you're going through.
No.
You know,
you may feel it at times. Oh, I sure. felt it a lot because everyone's like, oh, like you're just infertile. And I was like, no.
No, that's no, not the problem. No, bish.
That's not the problem.
The world can feel very large and it can feel very small.
Yeah.
Right? But changing your lens on life
mm-hmm.
can be very important to help you get through things or understand things, because sometimes they're... Like in Krista's circumstance, she's never going to get over the fact that she can't have children, right?
I'm never going to get over the fact that my dad died.
Right. But you can learn to live with it and better cope with it and look at life in a different lens. I don't use the word cope. That's wrong.
I wouldn't say live with it. I would say like the whole ball and jar analogy of like your grief is the ball.
Okay.
And the jar just continually like grows with that ball. So throughout time, like the ball still stays the same. It's mm-hmm. still the massive amount of grief, but your jar gets a little bit bigger. So that way you feel okay throughout the day and through honoring that person that you lost.
Okay.
That's simply it, because the grief is never going to go away. It's always going to be the same size. But your surroundings and yourself, you're just going to grow into a different person with that different lens.
A different jar.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that jar, the larger jar opens up more space, which is an example of yeah. allowing yourself to embrace new things or do mm-hmm. different, you know, maybe bring.
I was so afraid to like travel or like do any of that kind of stuff, because I'm like, I shouldn't enjoy my life.
Oh. Yeah.
Like I should just be miserable.
I think that could be a whole nother topic is
yeah.
when good things happen to you, how do you feel? Do you feel mm-hmm. grateful, or do you feel like I'm undeserving of these things?
Yeah. We told the listeners this would be short.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay. I know. But we appreciate y'all. And do you have anything else to say?
No, I feel like.
Okay, great.
This has been one of those ones where we're just everywhere with it, but it's been a great conversation.
Not really. It's okay. All surrounding the lens.
For the first like 18 minutes, we were.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. It's okay.
Let me draw my wine.
Yeah, let me draw my wine. No, but if you loved the show, please share it. We do not earn anything from this, so word of mouth is wonderful.
I mean, Jimmy John's hasn't asked us out.
No, yet. They haven't asked us out on a date yet, so it's fine. But if you want to know more or want to support us, you can go to peakdrivenllc.com. It's the show, you know, Peak Driven LLC.com.
Oh, crap.
I know.
Is that what this podcast is?
This podcast is about that. Yeah.
Dang. I thought this was the dollop.
If you want to join some fitness classes with me, you can do that. If you want to sign up for one-on-one coaching with me, I genuinely love working with women who want to step into confidence of who they are. So that is that. And there's more stuff coming down the pipeline with all of us. Once we're settled into our new house, we have some exciting things coming. And
it's news to me too.
Is it?
No,
no, it's not.
Huh? Where am I?
And I'm going to be leaning in towards that grief and loss a lot more. So using my pain for purpose. And I hope all of you do the exact same thing to help those surrounding you.
I love it.
With that, go and be the light, y'all.
That's right. God bless. Love y'all.
Laters.